The World Health Organization is warning that health services in Gaza have suffered catastrophic damage. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest.
We are seeing a complete collapse of the higher level infrastructure of the Gazan health system. It is just the most basic of needs that can be met now.
WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says the concentration of refugees in crowded camps and other facilities is driving up the risk of epidemics.
It really has been heavy rain. It has flooded a lot of the makeshift camps, and it is generating all kinds of risks. And it's not just the risks of diarrheal disease. The sudden drop in temperature is going to create a problem with pneumonia in children. The stress that those kids are under, the nutritional status that those children have, make it a recipe for epidemics.
Ryan says only 10 of Gaza's 36 hospitals are now functioning in any way at all and will likely be overwhelmed in the coming weeks.
5,500 women are going to give birth in the next month. 15% of them will need a cesarean section. 25% of their children will be born preterm. That is thousands of babies. That's not 31, 29, or 38. That is literally thousands of babies will be born who will be preterm and will need those incubators, will need that kangaroo care, will need their mother with them to be able to provide that. And some of them will need intubation, some will need mechanical ventilation.
I'm Ben Thomas.